Open Windows, February the 10th. The anointing light within our dwellings. The anointing you received from Christ lives in you. 1 John 2:27. When will the Lord's people who have the scriptures and who know the scriptures so well in the letters, when will they come to realize and to recognize that if truly they have been crucified with Christ, if they have died in his death and have been raised together with him and have received the Spirit, they have light in their dwelling. The anointing which ye received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that anyone teach you, but his anointing teacheth you concerning all things. 1 John 2:27. When will believers, when will Christians come to realize that? Why must Christians who have the knowledge of the scriptures in the letter run about here and there to seek advice from others on matters which vitally affect their own spiritual knowledge? Oh, I do not mean that it is wrong to get counsel, wrong to know what other children of God of experience think or feel about matters. But if we are going to build our position upon their conclusions, we're in great danger. The final authority and arbiter in all matters is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the anointing. We may get help from one another. Oh, but I do hope that you are not going to build your position upon what I say now, because I say it. Do not do that. I do not want you to do it. I do not ask you to do it. What I say is listen, take note, and then go to your final authority who is in you, if you are a child of God, and ask him to corroborate the truth or to show you otherwise. That is your right, your birthright, the birthright of every child of God, to be in the light of the indwelling Spirit of Light, the Spirit of God.